Governor Rick Snyder has begun airing a 60-second commercial that, to anyone with an IQ exceeding that of a hamster, is clearly a campaign ad aimed at getting the voters to re-elect him next year. It touts all the governor's supposed accomplishments of the last 3 years and hints what he wants to do in a new term. Snyder says the message is, simply put, we said it and we did it. Actually, the commercial is a shorter version of a 5-minute video shown at last weekend's Mackinac Island Republican Conference. That version openly referred to another 4 years with Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly in charge. Standard campaign commercial fare. But there are two things odd about this. For one thing, it's highly unusual for any candidate to run such a commercial more than a year before the election. After all, this stuff is terribly expensive. When politicians do things like this, as a friend used to say, it just goes to show you what God could have done if he just had the money. But here's the really odd thing about all this. Snyder is pretending he's not yet running for re-election, and to an extent, the media are letting him get away with it. I'm not an announced candidate, the governor told reporters yesterday. I'm happy being governor. I'm focused on being governor. He said he'd be happy to talk about campaign matters if and when he does become a candidate. Well, you could perceive that as an insult to the intelligence of the voters. You don't have to be very sophisticated to know that if something has a beak and feathers, it is not a raccoon. Snyder is clearly running hard for re-election. But I'm sure he wasn't trying to insult us. He's become a full-fledged politician, and that's how the game is played. For as long as he can, he wants to maintain the polite fiction that his doings are the nonpartisan actions of a chief executive working hard for all the people of the state. You get treated differently by the media, after all, the minute you're officially just another candidate out there grubbing for votes. As someone noted on a public affairs program the other day, reporters covering any campaign story need to get both sides. If Rick Snyder were officially a candidate for re-election, journalists would run to get comments from Mark Schauer every time the governor said or did anything. Schauer is a Democrats' candidate for governor next year. He has announced that he's out there running hard. Except, he's at a multiple disadvantage. For one thing, he isn't in office, so he can't very well make news by setting policy and signing bills. For another, the media aren't doing much to cover a campaign for an election more than a year off. That means, most of the time, Schauer is essentially invisible. The fact is that regardless of whether he's formally declared his candidacy, Rick Snyder is running for re-election, and it's time we recognize that. Journalism is more than stenography. And to pretend the governor is not a candidate is, frankly, absurd.